But I think that the real issue at stake here is not whether Mr. Strauss is wrong or whether he is right, but rather whether he will permit a free interchange of ideas and differences of opinion to try to arrive at the truth. This man has demonstrated a capacity to take vindictive revenge on those who have dared to disagree with him. And I think this is unhealthy in any free society. And likewise, very recently in the announced intention of appointing Mr. Earp to the new transportation study directorship suggests that Mr. Strauss still has a blind spot on his own understanding of what constitutes a conflict of interest. With great readiness, and I think it's understandable, he turns at once to his Wall Street cronies for advice and his own and the leadership that he himself would like to draft for service here in Washington. Whether they have a conflict of interest with the public interest doesn't seem to enter his calculations. The man is not able to tell the difference between a private interest, government by crony, and the public interest, government by responsible public servants.
As I understand it, Senator McGee, your position has been developed entirely from your sitting in the committee and listening to the testimony. That is, when these hearings began, you had no feelings one way or the other. Is that correct?
I had no feelings that would in any way have prompted me to vote against Mr. Strauss' confirmation. Naturally, I had read, as anyone had in the press, stories of the questions that had been raised in the man's past conduct. But I did feel it was imperative that those questions be raised again since I was a member of the committee and that we get his answers to the questions. The impossibility of getting him to answer was sufficient to convince me that this kind of indirection and evasion was a question of serious import and could become a very dangerous disease in any government that depends upon public opinion and forthright relationships and checks and balances for its day-to-day conduct.